这是俄罗斯人，三个人拉上后，一个人的计算，谁不能看对方的计算，谁不能看对方的计算，谁不能买不光的计算，谁不能买不光的计算，别找这个不光的计算，都是买的计算，别买的计算，这是这个计算，那是这个计算，刚才是嘛，他的这个计算，一旦是够的可以。哦，高林先生的问题，哦，高林先生的问题，哦，高林先生的问题，哦，高林先生的问题，哦，高林先生的问题，哦。我们老早就听说过这个事情了。我们老早就听说过这个事情了。Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Narayana namaskritya Yadasavaratanam Kedyam sarasasityasam Chatrushayavaya Nashtapadeshavakasam Nitsin Bhagavatam Sivaya Bhagavati Ukam Sakai Bhakti Bhagavatam Sithi So we use also Bhagavatam Confine Nine Entitled Supreme Practice of Japan Each eye is blue. As you display the fearful features, to a brilliant, frightening body, as we should have prepared the destroyer of the entire nation. Leaping violently from the altar to immediately decapitate all the mortal beings with the very sword with which had intended to kill Jagannath. She then began to break the heart of blood that flowed with her legs of the added roots and seeds. She speed is love with our dream. Indeed, she drove this intoxicant with her associates who were witches and female demons. Becoming intoxicated with this love, they all began to sing very loudly and dance and spoke prepared to irritate the entire village. At the same time, she began to play with the heads of the witch and the teeth, passing them out to see the real bones. So God was it is evident from this verse that the devotees of Goddess Kali are not all favored by her. It is Goddess Kali's work to kill and punish the demons. Goddess Kali, Buddha, engages in decapitating many demons, apples, and other wanted elements in society. The level of my consciousness, please people, try to satisfy the goddess by offering her many abominable things. But how do you, when there is a little discrepancy in just watching, the goddess punishes the chickens by taking his body. among the people who crossed it from his country, tells of a few old days. They are not the Jews, but the sins performed in the name of Israel. Sacrifice a man of women from the deity is specifically forbidden. and living out of the duty, carrying out the duty, foolish, use methods, looks, fees, who were very afraid to be a very serious threat. So, first and foremost, it was trying to understand the position that we had. It was such an exalted personality, very exalted. And that is why, finally, we were tolerated such injustice that these efforts were trying to keep the hope. We can also look at the lesson of rational morality, where the principles of the forces of what we value. We also look at the issue of deliverance from scapegoats. So, there are many things. So, from the preceding verses, we can glean a number of qualities that talks about the character to deliberate. First and foremost, he took his birth from a very respectable German family. And then, based on the experience he gathered in his previous, the two past lives, you know the story, so he lives before us as well nourished and very good. And somehow, due to his his nature as a Kshatriya, the nature, the duties of Kshatriya is to provide protection for his nature. So that is his boundary. So obviously, when he saw these poor people here, they betrayed him without protection because the mother had died. So that makes him feel of the Kshatriya born on him immediately. He decided to protect the little person to the little deer. He lived above what was expected of him. And he was one of the other simple practices. And that is the little deer of the deer. He was given his death. So, in his next life, it is the body of a deer. And even though it was in the body of a deer species, but by the grace of the Lord, he remembered his mistake. So therefore, in the life of a deer, it was very painful not to associate any other deer. It was almost as if he was a simple human. And then, in his life, it is why I'm was scared. sushi in Bali, from Malay Bali. So even his own family, he's calling him to move. His brothers, relatives, really was done lots living. His mindset was completely different. Which is very, very present of the team association, so that he was not made that mistake. He's saying this. So, we can look at some of the qualities of that balance. He took everything in a respectable family or family. He was completely submitted to submit as a little father. He was friendly to all living entities, even including his angels, brothers. He was very tolerant. He was a mother of his main offenses. He was an embodiment of austerity. Sometimes he would sleep on the floor in the cold, in the children's name, hot sun, whatever situation. Never let him not care very much about his body needs. He was immediately personified. He somehow was mistreated by his relatives, left in light. They put him in the rice field, they watch the rice field at night, they sit on a high platform and run to the rice field. They accepted that. And what was the salary? Just in 30 months, they got into the pot. It was left for him. He was full of knowledge, completely self-realized, and fully absorbed in constantly thinking about the Supreme Personality of God. He was completely equipped for this, free from the identifying with the body. That is caused by quality of respect and disrespect. So in this way, Jeffrey captivated the life of the Jews. In other words, another time surveillance. Completely depending on public. So he was an exalted personality that you can say he was a hero. In Kali Yuga, people worship very significant sense of violence as heroes. Sports heroes, film stars, quality football players, all these are worshipped as heroes. But actually, a hero is not person who was surrendered completely to the Supreme Personality of God, and who has controlled his senses perfectly. Every day we are worshiping his divine name, his AC, Bhakti, Ramta, Swami, Shiva, Kamki. This is our hero. Why? Because he has delivered us from this material resistance, and he has opened the gates to the spiritual world. This is our hero. People are wasting their time and energy worshipping other living entities who are doomed to die. And when they die, they are doomed to go to hell. Because in this lifetime, they are not engaged in the service of us today. But people are worshipping them as heroes. So, Jeff is a spiritual hero. He has perfect control of the senses, completely distanced from the body, and completely absorbed in the service of the Supreme Personality of God. And therefore, he has transcended the material God. And that is why it is Kali not tolerate the princes, but these not those who shall want to commit. Who has set an exalted book in the Bible? So, the person comes, what are the consequences of offending the world? In the standard pronoun, there are six ways we can offend the world. It says, Lendam Kuranti, Yue Mura, Vaishnavam, Rahatman, Kuranti, Lendamti, Vai Yuski, Vaishnavam, Nadi, Lendamti. Translation is that a fool who blasphemes a Vaishnav goes to the worst hell of hell among the generations of his ancestors. One who kills a devotee, one who blasphemes a devotee, one who is envious of a devotee, one who fails to offer obeisances to a devotee or consume him, one who becomes angry at a devotee, one who does not become joyful or consume the Christian. These are the six kinds of offenses that one can commit towards a devotee. By committing such terrible offenses, one's destination is Maha Gauriva. So, do we commit national crimes? Do we commit offenses towards a devotee? Then we have very, very serious consequences. So, therefore, Kali is teaching us a very important lesson here, that we must be very careful in defending the devotees. In fact, so I've been having a lot of trouble, and the Chaitanya Bhagavat also says, Rashmani Samayani Bhakta Minda Kshay Bhagavat Amanda Bhattavi Sikrat Mani. Saying, even if one is as strong as Lord Shiva, who carries a trigger in his hand, one will nonetheless fall down from his position, will fall down from his spiritual position if he tries to solve a lesson. That is the effect of all great scriptures. Furthermore, so we are in the second stage. As we are in the time, we can get up now. Says, a new blessing is a national one, not protected by the moon. Even if a person is as strong as a Shiva, if he blessings a national one, he is sure to destroy. This is the verdict of Shastra. Therefore, we must be very, very careful in dealing with devotees. But the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has also said in the same Chaitanya Bhagavat that it is written that one who blesses the Vaishnava will suffer from leprosy, after which he will be punished by the agents of Yamaraj again and again in thousands. Because we know that to tell the only answer is God, we have to avoid the 10 offenses. The first offense is Sanyina, offending the devotee. So, in our case of eternal consciousness, we have to interact with other devotees. We want to deal with other devotees. We cannot practice eternal consciousness in a vacuum, in isolation. It's not possible. We have to deal with other devotees. But in association, if we don't, if we are not careful, we can destroy that thing that we reach. We can destroy the seedlings of that thing. So, what are the causes of these offenses? The causes of offenses are anathemas. So long as there are anathemas in your heart, we are inclined to the offenses. Which I see, the policy of reducing it. Even in Israel, envy always has a living in the things. We saw that Shalah, sinful behavior, Pugya, the desire for worship, Lova, greed, Adishka, the desire for distinction, of superiority. These are the six kinds of analysis that occupy the heart. And once these are heard in the heart, it becomes easy to commit offenses. Because once we are the visitors, we can easily commit offenses. Once we are envious of others and other entities, we will commit offenses. Because we don't see anyone make progress beyond our position. So as soon as we see somebody making some progress with good results, and we begin criticizing, speaking about him, in this way, we commit offenses. There are many examples that we discuss in Scripture how different people due to these analogies committed offenses and suffered very serious reactions. Since we found the same location in Lutheran Morales, the Messiah sacrifice, allowing the heat of his life. Godly was insulted by the fools they tried to dilute her. And what happened? The whole poor dynasty was wiped out. Rivasini offended Ambarish Maharaj, and the result was he had to run around the whole village, even at the house of the universe, to seek shelter from the burning effect of the citizen chakra. Indra engaged Vishwami in performing a sacrifice to prepare the Narayan Kamala. Because Vishwami, his father is on the demigod side and the mother is on the demon side, he was filling both groups. He was performing a yajna in support of the demigods, but secretly, he was also offering some things to the demons. And when Indra noticed that, he was so angry, immediately he caught up the head of Vishwami. And so, there was a change of reaction. It was caused that the father of Vishwami was very angry. And so, he also performed a Kajya to create an identity who we are very little about Indra, who would care for Indra. But because the mantras are written properly, he rather became Indra's enemy. And that was very frustrating. So, Lord Indra has appeared in Vrasura. He had killed this one, and there was a simple reaction for killing a Brahman. And now he has to kill this one, and he has to kill Vrasura. And when he killed Vrasura, he suffered very seriously. Since personified in the form of a Chandra woman, chasing Bolo, whenever Lord Indra landed, he would escape from this same person from her. So, finally, Indra has a shelter in the years are over. He has a hide in the stem of the religious father. And for thousands of years, he was there meditating on the Supreme Personality of God. And that is how la cosa no nos anda a hacer. Y sí, de que eso, y yo digo, no, no pensáis, pero la sangre es no self, es decir, eso. So, just goes on, So it is very dangerous for us to commit rational love, because I will destroy our spiritual life, and I will even send us to the place that the Lord will destroy. You see the case of Dasha. Dasha was ruined by Shiva, and he got a very serious involvement. He got a drink of him. So it is important that we have to avoid now the meaning is prophet Guru Maharaj. When Guru Maharaj was in front of Shakya, was offended by his mother Suchi, who was planning on sitting on the king's lap, and planning on sitting on the throne, he was so scared. He decided to go to the father's mission page. He was ready to get a kingdom, leader than his father, grandfather, and his entire. So there was the father's, and the new king to him, and tried to advise him to go back home. He was so determined. So, when I saw his determination, he began to instruct him. And then the instructions were very important. He said, every man should act like this. When he meets a person more qualified than he, he should be very pleased. When he meets someone less qualified than him, he should be compassionate. When he meets someone equal to him, he should make friendship with him. In this way, he is never affected by the sinful miseries of material existence. So, because of single consciousness, we tend to look down on people who are below us, we tend to envy those who are above us, and we tend to cry out when we meet our equals. But this is not rational attitude. This is not spiritual. This is material. So, the world is getting some good instructions here. So, otherwise, generally, when we find someone more qualified than us, we become interested. When we find someone less qualified, we get offended. And when we find someone equal, we become very proud of our achievements. These are all the process of achieving progress. Therefore, by the Guru, advice that the devotee should keep action. Instead of dangers of more qualified persons, one should be jolly. Speaking. Instead of being oppressive to less qualified people, we should be compassionate towards that people. And when one meets an equal, instead of being proud, one should make friends with him. So, this has been in a way of attending a natural event. If we relate like this to everyone, then it is very easy to overcome the matters which come. We do not feel the first colors, any particular person, and then we can open somebody, and then commit offense. So, how about if there is an offense committed by another person, maybe we may not commit an offense, but somebody else may commit an offense. What should we do? Something has given us the mind here. It says, one hears a responsible person blaspheme a devotee, one should blow his ears and go away. He is unable to punish the person. But if one is able, he should kill the person. So, every part of the total transgression, and then kill the offender, and also kill himself. But if you cannot, then you should go away. And you see that Sati, she and some he claims. One day, husband, especially some who, maybe also some who is offended, was seen by that church. Who happened to be a father of city? He looked at that church with fiery eyes. He actually wanted to burn that church to ashes, but he knew that. This is my father, and I shall not kill your father. So she decided to take it in. So you see, that if we are in a situation where somebody is speaking ill about devotees, let's say devotees, we should not take interest, we should not enjoy it, we should block our ears, we should leave that place immediately, so that we can save ourselves from duty. Yeah. It's also mentioned that in the Shiva Bhagavatam, there is a king photo. In the name of the Tantra, that's what I see at Mama. That anyone who feels immediately leave the place where he hears the citizen of the Supreme Lord or his faithful devotee will certainly fall down and become guests of his pious presence. So how do you avoid these offenses? Shambhavani advised Guru Maharaj. When Guru Maharaj, his brother, Peter, was killed by the Yakshas, he was so angry that he wanted to wipe out the whole Yaksha race. He went to Al-Kapuri and was lighting up everyone. So Shambhavani approached him and told him, the cause of the Kishaya and the Maharaj, I dare to go down to school. Come to the letter. Salama. Always come to Salama. Say the Lord is very pleased with his devotee. The devotee greets other people with tolerance, mercy, friendship, and equality. The Lord is very pleased with the devotee. Greet other living entities, other people with tolerance, with mercy, with friendship. And equality. So if we give everyone the deeds, there is no question of envy. There is no question of looking down on someone. There is no question of committing any action or any offense. Furthermore, Shambhav Guru also said, Sambhav Guru Purusha Prakriti Yogi. That when you actually satisfy the Supreme Lord by giving people with mercy, with tolerance, with friendship, and equality, the Supreme Lord is very satisfied. And by satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, through one's lifetime, one becomes liberated from the gross and subtle material conditions. Because one becomes free from all the GMOs and the little and the cheese, unlimited spiritual. So it is important that we apply this instruction that was given by Shambhavani to Guru Maharaj. We should greet everyone with tolerance, with mercy, with friendship, and with equality. This is why we fear from committing any offense. In this regard, it is reported that when his brother came to see him from both sides, he apologized to his brother. It's reported in the Revelations of the Shepherd in Dassi, the books of the Shepherd in Dassi. Every day, it's an emotional fulfillment. We will hear different reports from the big ones, the doctor. We will hear what Prabhupada drank, one little bit of food he had. The Mongolian new laws were not spare that really indicated that Prabhupada would leave the laws soon. Certainly, we have no idea how much we can pass along with the person's mission in his absence. Very often, his brothers would come to visit him to say farewell, and Prabhupada would exhibit extreme humility and then apologize for saying things that perhaps offended his brothers.
and in the eyes of the Ephraimites, saying that the fault of preaching, perhaps, was sometimes disowned. And so, whereas we invariably say, no, no, it is not faith. Because your sin was written as the very reason. So, like this, the whole time is also demonstrating that the body sits because of the many offenses to other bodies. So, as he said in the beginning of the also, the essence, the tongue, is used to remove another tongue. The same mouth that is used in committing offense, the same mouth should be used to glorify the Lord and better for the Lord. And this way, we can be free from offense. So, it's so angry that Peter boys about to commit a very serious offense and will not tolerate it. So, immediately, he goes out of the deity and cut off the heads of these gods. So, it indicates that the punishment of God is very, very serious. Offense towards a devotee is very serious. The Lord doesn't tolerate it. Even when the Vaishnava comes here, the devotee tolerates it, the person doesn't tolerate it. Because the devotee is very dear to Krishna. It's like if your soul, your little soul is so dear to you, if anybody offends that little boy, it affects your heart. Similarly, if anybody does anything good to that little boy, it also touches your sentiment. So similarly, the Supreme Lord is devoting so dear to Krishna. Any offense that is committed to the devotee, the Lord doesn't tell you. So, we see the examples here that these adults have to use their heads, they have to use their mouths, and they have to accept the rules of so forth. So, there is a good lesson here. The soul is all very careful. That in our association with devotees daily, we should rather glorify devotees, we should pursue devotees, we should serve devotees, we should make devotees very happy, and when devotees are happy, Krishna is happy, and when Krishna is happy, Krishna is happy. Hare Krishna. Some questions? Very, very advanced. Yeah, Hare Krishna, online question. Hare Krishna, Prabhu, by using the business we have to do, and any gods, what is that? We have not come into them. This is the place of the house, the pastor, the house of the home, the power of the spirit of the moon, the space of life, the choir, and so many people who come to stop us. Actually, demon worship is condemned in that position. The nice guy carried a good demon, but they entailed no gain of harm. Those whose intelligence are destroyed by material desires, they surrender to demons. They follow the particular rules of the Jesuits and should approach their food. So, because of greed, because of strong material desires, people are miserable anymore. They want to have something material aspirations, material desires fulfilled. And so they are pushing inwards. But actually, there is no need to approach the demigods. Because before the demigods can even give any reward, they have to get it from the Supreme Court. Because those sanctions, the Christians are not sanctioned, the demigods are not taught to reward any of the worshippers. So, there is great ignorance. Deep ignorance, people are wasting their time, wasting their energy, worshipping their demigods. One of the material things we want, we can also get in the Lord. Moses is an example. He approached the Lord and said, "Suffer not the Lord to me. So many material desires. We wanted the kingdom, great grandfather, his grandfather, great grandfather. But at the end, when the Lord appeared before Jesus arrived, all these material desires were approved. And Jesus was actually lamenting for appeasing the Supreme Representative of God for material things. So, whether it's material desires or spiritual desires, we should approach the Supreme Representative of God. Whether we are full of material desires, or we have no material desires, or we are desiring the nation, we shall approach the Supreme Personality of God. All our desires will be fulfilled. The Lord is capable of fulfilling our desires. If I bring up a lot, for you, soul of vision, of my own, said to the one that won't be anymore. The Lord said, don't worry, we desire it. Here is it. You will enjoy the kingdom. As you want, as a devotee. So, worshipping the demigods is not recommended in the scripture. But people who are blinded by lofty desires, people who are blinded by greed, they are blinded by strong material desires, attachments, they approach the demigods so that they can get some immediate results. But actually, it's risky worshipping the demigods. First of all, and so that you go to these demigods temporarily. Second is that there is a possibility that you end up in the planet of these demigods, and then you miss the goal, you miss the chance of going back home, back to God. This body, this human form of life that God has given us, Christ has given us, is not meant for going to other planets or other areas. It is actually meant for going back home. So, when we engage with anyone worship, we will miss the boat and we take our back home. So, it's a risky business worshiping the demigods. There is also a temporary and a destination also temporary. So, no intelligent man will engage in the mission of demigods. But each one says that also in the Bible. So, there are several intelligence worship demigods, and their fruits are limited and comfortable. Those who worship demigods go to the planet of the demigods, and many devotees ultimately reach to the supreme planet. So, what do we want? The supreme planet or we want some temporary situation? Even the elevator to try the Lord is temporary. We will come back in this world. So, therefore, we solve this problem of life permanently. And that permanent solution is Christian consciousness. So let us use this body in the service of Israel, go back home to the spiritual world, and enjoy the association of Krishna in his wonderful world. Thank you, Krishna. So, my friend is off. So, how about he?
Thank you. Gracias.